Early responsibility for the construction of Sydney's roads rested with local municipal councils. Standards of construction varied considerably, and in 1925, the New South Wales Main Roads Board was set up to coordinate road construction activities. A program was begun to turn the mainly gravel roads of the city suburbs and the state's rural areas into concrete and bitumen. In the 1930s, the Main Roads Board evolved into the Department of Main Roads, the DMR, and took over all major road construction projects. John Hodgkinson first joined the DMR in 1963. What sort of workplace was the DMR during the 1960s and 1970s?
In what many of us who would proudly describe ourselves as ex-DMR engineers, it was a great department. It was a real happening department. You were there to do things and you did things, and if things went right, you got the praise. If they went wrong, you all shared in it. But it was just a really dynamic construction authority in that time.
One of John Hodgkinson's early tasks was the replacement of old concrete slabs on Parramatta Road.
Parramatta Road, or the concrete pavement, which basically started near Sydney University and went right out through toward the Granville area, was actually built progressively from about 1925 to 1933. In 1925, what is now the concrete pavement was the third attempt to build a pavement on Parramatta Road, because it's fairly flat, clay sort of country, and the first two attempts in gravel just sort of lasted no time at all. So looking back through the annals of the old Main Roads Board in the 1920s, said, right, this time we're going to try and do it properly. So it was built in various sections. So now it's 75 years old, thereabouts. And it was built with what was state-of-the-art technology at the time. A lot of it was built as depression labour relief projects. We would say 75 years later it had a lot of shortcomings, but most of it's still there.
David Dash joined the DMR as a cadet in 1960. He's presently RTA General Manager, Pavements Branch.
From the 1930s, 40s, or even into the 50s, jointed reinforced concrete, mesh reinforced, was a very popular form of road construction, with about 45% of Sydney's roads at that stage having that type of pavement.
Alan Leask started with the DMR in 1942 as a junior draftsman to become supervising engineer in the materials and research section. He's been involved in major Sydney concrete projects.
The problems, of course, with and what brought concrete pavements into disrepute was the fact that those sort of pavements were only placed on the subgrade, which hadn't been compacted, but just put a levelling course of 2 inches of sand over the subgrade. And, of course, there was pumping and the faulting of the joints, so the riding quality was destroyed. Oh, I suppose it was in the late 40s that they had to do a lot of pumping, drill a hole through the faulted concrete, pump a mud, cement, slurry, and raise them back to the normal level.
The old concrete pavements, every joint was an expansion joint. We now know, for various technical reasons, you simply don't need them. Also, there was a misconception because concrete has a high elastic modulus and therefore spreads the load to a very low pressure underneath the slab, you don't need to worry about what's underneath the slab. Many slabs I've personally replaced on Parramatta Road, built in the late 1920s, when you pull the slab up, on the underside you see the imprint of the grass. I literally even hadn't mowed the grass. Also, the way those early pavements were constructed was sort of like a checkerboard. If you imagine a series of slabs down the road and you build slab 1, 3, 5, 7, then come back and do 2, 4, 6, 8. No matter how carefully you try and do this, you are not going to get necessarily a good surface profile, and therefore the riding quality might suffer a bit. One of the other lessons learnt was that in the early days, the concrete was actually quite good concrete, but there was an excessive amount of hand finishing took place, which weakened the mortar, and you found a lot of pavements built in the 20s and 30s. By the time you get to the end of the 1940s, the surface mortar had worn off and exposed the stone, which made them slippery, and a lot of people put asphalt on it. But again, a lot of these long-term aspects about joint design, sub-base design, methods of construction, surface finishing techniques. A lot of these things have changed over time, but we can look back and see where we've come from and hopefully work that into the future.
In those days, I think the main reinforcement was bar mat, which was crisscrossed, and it was roughly, I think, about 60 pounds of steel to about 100 square feet. It was really just to lessen the cracking. It wasn't there as a strength measure. It was just to keep the stuff together.